This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There was a deadly shooting attack on Sunday at the West Bank-Jordan border crossing. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Israeli officials say three people were fatally shot at the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan, while in Gaza, an Israeli strike killed at least five people, including women and children. Israel's military said a gunman approached the Allenby bridge crossing from the Jordanian side and opened fire at security forces. The three killed were Israeli civilian men in their 50s. In Gaza, an Israeli airstrike killed several people in the northern Jabalia refugee camp, including two women and two children. Gaza's civil defense, which is a group of first responders in the enclave, says the strike targeted the home of one of its directors. I'm Karen Chamas.
Protesters blocked traffic in Tel Aviv on Sunday. It was a continuation of demonstrations demanding the Israeli government do more to secure a deal to return the hostages held in Gaza. 11 months into the war, numerous rounds of diplomacy have so far failed to clinch a ceasefire deal to end the conflict and bring the release of Israeli and foreign hostages held in Gaza. Frustrations have spilled into the streets in the past week after six hostages were shot dead by Hamas, which saw thousands rallying to pressure the government on the issue. At least 48 people were killed on Sunday in a fuel tanker truck explosion following a collision with another vehicle in north-central Nigeria, the state's disaster management agency said. The state emergency management agency in north-central Niger State said the fuel truck collided with a truck carrying travelers and cattle. Several other vehicles were also caught up in the accident, it said. The agency spokesperson put the death toll at 48.